joy to be in the presence of God this morning, to have all you folks come out on this beautiful Memorial Day weekend. I know it must be difficult to leave those nice, warm campers and trailers and places of residence that you have down here to get out into. But I tell you one thing, when you do that, you come on into God's house, you gather with His people. You start to feel God's presence, what a difference it makes in your life. I know so many times, things in my life, I've kind of got, I don't want to do it, I don't know. But I tell you one thing, many years ago I was told, just do the right thing. And I believe that God blesses. For we're gathered in His name, two or three, He is to be in our midst, and we felt Him already. I appreciate the guys singing this morning, Terry Lee, although his birthday looked much older than last time I saw him. I was tickled that he was able to be a part of it. I appreciate Becky and Kevin for their hard work and all the other folks that help out here. And I know there have been some health struggles, and I know that. So we just praise God for coming in, seeing smiling faces that we hadn't seen. Hopefully you had a wonderful winter, all the Christmas and New Year's and Valentine's Day and all those good things that you celebrated, hopefully before we're able to be back with you again. Very quickly, what I want to do this weekend, I want to share a different scripture for you for Memorial Day. It's found over in 1 Timothy. It's the third chapter, and I'm going to read, actually starting about, just read the 16th verse for you there. It's a scripture you've heard before. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. This is Timothy, and he says this. He is actually quoting an old hymn, an old song. He said, God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory. Now I'm going to repeat that part again. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing on the reading of your word. And just for a few minutes, allow our minds and hearts and soul to just be receptive for what you have for each one of us as individuals. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said, amen, amen, amen. It is so moving to celebrate Memorial Day. I know many of you have enjoyed having the extra day off. Those of you that may still be working, work before, to have that Monday off. And everybody talks about all the cookouts and all the hamburgers and all the hot dogs. I'm actually scheduled this afternoon, if everything works out, to go to my sister's house. So they're going to have a cookout. She said, rain or shine, we're going to have a cookout. So I don't know, they must have a pretty good size umbrella or something if it doesn't quite work out. But trust me, and I said, you're going to have hot dogs and hamburgers? She says, yep, we're going to have hot dogs and hamburgers. You can either have one or both. I said, that sounds great to me. And I know many times we think about the celebration, the beginning of summer. The beginning, if you want to take a little time and spend a little private time on your own, you just get in that car and head out Route 50 towards the beach over there. Trust me, you'll have plenty of time to kind of reflect because the traffic is going to be heavy, heavy, heavy. We know that in this area, and today we're especially excited because as I head back up north, I'm going to see something that I enjoy. And I've had this opportunity for a number of years. Today is the day for Rolling Thunder. They're celebrating 30 years of Rolling Thunder. And I'm so moved because as I head back north on a lot of the overpasses, you'll see people standing out there with that big American flag, and they're just waving it back and forth, waving it back and forth. And I am so moved by the outpouring of love and things as an American that we should appreciate. Back in 1863, all the way down in Mississippi, in the town of Columbus, Mississippi, there was an elderly lady who went over to lay flowers upon two graves. Two young sons that had been taken in the Civil War. But then she did something fairly unique. She walked all the way to the other end of the cemetery, all the way back in the corner, to lay flowers on two more graves. And the people there kind of said, what are you doing that for? Don't do that. Those are graves of the Union soldiers, possibly the one that may have taken the lives of these young men. And she stopped and she said, I think I should do this because I'm telling you that somewhere up north, there's a grieving mother, a grieving sister, a grieving wife. So from that small little action, it has grown into what we celebrate today, tomorrow, as Memorial Day. And I believe in this country, I said something that we should absolutely do. In the Revolutionary War, 25,324 souls were lost. In the Civil War, 498,332 men and women. World War I, the war to end all wars, 116,710. World War II, 407,316. In the Korean War, 54,546. The Vietnam War, 58,098. And then we know the losses that suffer. Even now we talk about the conflict that goes on in the Middle East. And I think that every day that we should be thankful for those that have made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. But I'm here today to tell you about another soldier. I'm here today to tell you about another soldier who took on the battle, came into this world and gave his life upon a cross for our freedoms. And I think it's every day that we should be thankful for those men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice and lift up those families. I think at the same time, every day should be Memorial Day. Every day we should thank God for what He did for you and I. First of all, He changed His heavenly address. No longer would he be with up in heaven. But he decided to come down to this earth. He changed that heavenly apparel. Instead of being there, instead of all the joy and the comfort that could be felt, he decided to put on humanity. He decided to become in the flesh as one of us, you and I. Suffering every temptation, suffering every hunger, every need that you and I have. He left his home, just as a soldier would do, and he changed addresses. I can remember my brother, who gloriously spent 26 years in the Navy, and I remember the first time he went away to basic training. He was up in Great Lakes. And at that time in the Navy, he sent back little items for me, and I treasured them. He sent me back one of those little white hats, you know, like that. I thought that was the coolest thing, and I didn't know what to put on this side, or put on that side, or forward, or back, you know. But trust me, I was proud. I was proud because my brother had changed address. He put on a different uniform. Trust me, back in those days, oh my goodness, back in the 70s, the things we wore. Everybody talks now about how things, well, you just go back in the past a little bit. You start scratching your head, you start remembering, I wish I had a pair of them bell bottoms were about the bottoms were about this wide and over like that. And, you know, and those colorful, we'll just call them colorful shirts with new long cat. And I had friends that had more hair than you could fit in a car. Really, they had those things teased up. I know some of us now are a little challenged by that, but that's okay. Kevin, you get a little thin on top there, brother, but don't lean forward like that. Keep your chin up. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So glad the sun is over here. A change of address. A change of address for you and for me. It says here in this scripture, justified in the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world. This is pretty much a story of the gospel right here. It tells about what Jesus did. It tells about how, seen by angels from the time before his birth, the angels said, go to this place. there will be a great event that will happen. At the time of his death, 3 days later, because of that resurrection, those angels were there at the tomb, And angels today are still celebrating what Jesus did for you and for me. He served the perfect service. He was able to overcome death. He made the perfect sacrifice. He came, he was changed into a human, flesh and blood as you and I. But he also came with a purpose. And that purpose was to die. There's an old, old song we used to sing. He came to die. Wow. His purpose upon this earth, not only to do miracles, not only to preach to the masses, not only to take unto him 12 individuals and say, you 12 individuals, after I go, are going to change the world. But my purpose here is to die. And also with that is, Becky read just a little bit earlier, he came with a perfect salvation. Now, Becky, she's out of hearing sight, isn't she?
Yes. Amen.
I have the privilege, I tell you, these folks have known for so many years here. We were counting it up the other day, and boy, I felt old when they started counting. And on Wednesday nights, don't tell her I'm talking about it. On Wednesday nights, I have the privilege. The guys get together about 6 o'clock, and we go and practice. And Kevin, he's still hard at work down there. One of our wonderful deputies down there in Alexandria, and he'll go and he'll text me. He said, Brother, I need a ride, and I'll go and pick him up at the metro station over there. And for just a few minutes, because you know sometimes around church it gets difficult, because with Terry Lee, myself, with Bill, with Claude, a lot of times when we're in church, we're kind of busy, we're kind of going this way, and so we don't get a chance to visit that often. And I don't know, just recently, Kevin said, I said, you okay? You know how sometimes you're around somebody and they usually are, you know, just... Becky and I had words. But I didn't get a chance to use my words. I'm just going to leave it. I'm not going to delve into it. But folks, you know, in the bottom of your heart that God has placed people in your life that you need. I don't know how I would have ever got to the place that I am today without the good Lord just simply orchestrating the people that have come into my life and have been such a blessing to me. Now this is the first service down here for the summertime. I know the sun is out, and I know you've got wonderful things. I love coming to campgrounds because it's a beautiful scenery. They have every donut known to mankind in boxes. I've never seen anything like that, you know. I'm amazed. I know that I'll be taking something that Becky's putting that little plate over there with me up the road over there. I'll be thrilled about it. But what I love is the fact that people take time out of their vacation holiday to come into the house of God and worship with brothers and sisters in Christ. I tell you, there have been some challenges here. There have been some challenges on some folks that you look around and you see over this wintertime. And we thank God for how he is still faithful. He is still in the healing business. And most of all, he is still in the saving business. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. We sung a song just a little bit ago called Shout It Out. Shout it out. Shout it out. Kevin's over there somewhere. Don't worry. He won't get a word in edgewise if he goes there and sees Becky's. Trust me. He may have put notes down and still trying to go back over what he was going to say. I was told a long time ago why God made man first. That would give him time to answer that first question the woman's going to have. So you just kind of prepare yourself. But friends, I encourage you this year, support it. There is nothing you can do. There is nothing far greater. There is nothing will mean more to other people than simply you show up, you be there. I know you got schedules. I know you got things. You got things. All of us, we got things. I know the people here appreciate you being here. So this year, give them a little touch on the shoulder, a little pat on the back. Tell them what a good job they're doing. If you don't think you're doing it, you just tell them anyway. They'll get better. Really. Everybody up there at my church, they said, well, this, and then everybody's got an opinion, all like that. I said, well, folks, tell you, the best thing you can do is pray. Pray for me. I need the prayer and you need the practice. So that's exactly what you got to do sometimes, is simply lift up and pray one for another. Just a moment, Kevin's going to come. This little scripture I love there. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen? Amen. Amen. Now, Kevin, if you'll come on up at this time, I've always wished that I could be that preacher that kind of like, you know, and get that little thing and say that. I just never was. You know why? It wasn't me. And I learned a long time ago that you got to be comfortable in the skin that God placed you in. And I know that in my heart of hearts, I've been so thankful for the opportunity to share God's word and the many times that I've been able to share the good things about what God has done for me. Because I tell you, he never put me in the business of pointing fingers. He always put me in the business of simply opening your arms. He never put me in the business of looking down on anyone. Because trust me, friends, you don't know what people are going through. You don't know the struggles. You don't know the trials, the situation. But he has appointed me to talk about the good news. And the good news that we've read about today, the good news that we've sung about, is that Jesus still saves. Amen? Amen. Now, maybe Kevin's not going to come. Oh, he's over there. Kevin, I want you to take over here. I just want to let you know what a privilege it is to have the opportunity to come down, to sing for you, to share the good things that God has done. God bless you. Next time, with Becky, you get a word in edgewise any way you can. I will do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brother Charlie.